This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay. The Malaysian creative industry is one that is thriving in talent but perceived to be lacking in many key areas, be it funds, life skills, or being market ready. F-Square is with us today. They are the first holistic initiative aimed to nurture and guide this industry for various trade platforms globally. The collaboration, recently they have a collaboration with Fashion Diplomacy International, which marks the beginning of F-Square, and they are currently engaged in an exchange program which will organize a trade fashion presentation in New Zealand, Australia, and Dubai. So today we'll be getting a first-hand experience with one of the designers under F-Square, Fairuz Ramdan, and also joining us today as well are Doreen Dheeraj, founder of F-Square, and Vanita Krishnasamy, Fashion Diplomacy International. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
So we have two very gorgeous looking lady and one of our designers here with his shades on. So now tell us, what is the current state of the Malaysian creative industry?
The current state. Actually, we have loads and loads of creative talents, whether it is from the fashion, whether it is from artists and etc. We are in abundance. I mean, look at the ones that are striving all globally from Malaysia, whether it's you now, whether it's Zhang Toy, whether, you know, Jimmy Choo in that sense. There is many, but they are founded overseas, not in Malaysia. So I've always asked myself that question, why not here? So that's how F-Square came about. With years of experience and also meeting people from all over, fashion weeks and so on, I have always asked that question, why not Malaysian designers who have the creativity that is unbelievable, actually. I've met so many designers, young and old. I wouldn't say age-wise now. You know, they start calling me. Anyway, the reason why was when I heard both sides of the story, from B2B, as in buyers coming to Malaysia or meeting us overseas, I've asked them one of the reasons, what is it that you need from us, as in Malaysian designers and the industry? They always say a few things. You guys are so fantastic. You're so creative. But then I say, like, okay, what's the problem? Maybe we can try and, you know, solve this problem. And then they say your QC, your quality control, your delivery timing, etc., is not there. So how do we solve this? We, you know, between all of us, there's a team of us who got together and months and years, I would say, of talking about it, you know, just over coffee or whatever. We're talking, and we're realizing we're just griping. You know, we're just telling everybody, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. I have always envisioned myself as a solution provider. And I told myself one day, after I hit half a century, there must be more to this. So putting our experiences together, we told ourselves, okay, let's meet all these people that we have you know, had coffee with, put it together as a team, come up with a holistic program. And what is the holistic program? Is to prepare our industry for the market. For trade, because they are good. It's not they're not good. They're fantastic. But how do we prepare them? So that's where the program came in. Whether it is just about accounts, getting the right price points, tweaking your designs for what is forecasted for the next season, because it's always, you know, 6 months beforehand that you showcase your collection and so on. Now, apart from that is funding.
It's always an issue about money, right?
Yes.
There's no money.
Yes, of course. They need money, you know? And as Asian parents, we normally try not to get our children into fashion or creative, become lawyer, teacher, et cetera, right? But even my son is into the creative world, not as a designer, but, you know, more into production and broadcasting and so on. Yeah, maybe he'll be sitting next in front of me. But one of the things that I realize is the passion is there. The need is there. The right brain is working so well, but they need someone to help them on the other parts, the administration part, so that they can live their lives creating.
Now, that's the part that you're playing under F-Square. And so why do you think that, you know, local designers are still not market ready, even though there is so much passion?
Well, I think, like what Doreen said, at the end of the day, there's a lot of creativity out there. But then you see, designers would rather just design than worry about the nitty-gritty of the business side of things, you know. One of the reasons why we created Fashion Diplomacy International, FDI, is to get the designers who are market-ready to the right markets,
right.
Okay? So we really are a support program for F Square. Okay, and we are their exclusive trade partners for the Malaysian designers. So we are creating the access for the trade markets, and we are starting off with emerging markets or emerging trade shows. So our designers also get a little bit of the confidence before they actually move to the next level. You know, no point throwing them into the big fashion events or the big fashion trade shows. So we might as well start them with the smaller ones, the emerging ones.
Okay.
So I think at the end of the day, they need the support. Okay, so they can just be creative and create, whilst, you know, the rest of the stuff is handled by F Square. You know, that's what we are trying to do.
And I can see F Square works directly with designers, and then Fashion Diplomacy International, so FDI, is here to connect designers to more global market. Now, Fairoz, you're one of the designers under F Square. How did you get involved with F Square?
Well, actually, I've been friends with Doreen and Vanita for over the past years. And we're doing a lot of things together. You know, we do shows together, but these are the things that I always say to them, that it's the same thing over and over again. As a designer, 4 years in this industry, I mean, we've been to Paris, but we kept on getting the same response, you know, it was the lack of having the other pieces together. So you know, when they called me up, and I was like, yeah, straight away,
because
for me to run a business locally, it was the same issue at first. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have the proper team to do, you know, to complete the elements of producing a brand, then it won't happen.
Okay.
Definitely.
Walk us through about your 4 year journey into this industry.
Okay,
I remember that.
Well, I graduated from fashion in 2003 from local university. But I didn't pursue fashion. I helped my mother produce children's wear for other brands, and we kind of like the OEM manufacturer for children's clothes. How we came about with the brand Fairoz Ramdan was in 2011 November, and it was to help a friend to showcase, because they didn't have enough designers. But the you know, time came when it was 2013. Then again, they didn't have enough designers, and I came in at about 10 days before the show.
Yes.
10 days before the show, and I had to practically produce six pieces of looks, and it hit off right away.
Wow.
I mean,
immediately,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
So that's actually when you realize that we do have talent here. Mm. But so what else is missing? And you're standing in the equation to solve the problem for designers under the F Square banner. We'll find out more in details about these initiatives after the break. In the studio today, we have Doreen Raj, founder of F Square, Vanita Krishnasamy, founder of Fashion Diplomacy International, and also Fairoz Ramdan, designer. This is Resource Centre. Stay with us, BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. You're still listening to Resource Centre. I'm Angeline Tay, and in the studio, we have a full house. We have Doreen Diraj, founder of F Square. We have Vanita Krishnasamy, founder of Fashion Diplomacy International, and also a designer under F Square. We want to learn about what are the initiatives under F Square that you're helping and providing the kind of elements that's missing for designers.
Okay. Basically, I mean, the designers who come under our wing, they are already very creative. But less than a better word, shocks and deary, is one of the things that we try to taper down, because what we do is we focus on their designs. We have a creative director who is on board with F Square and has years of experience as well. He will go through the designs and he will tweak it. Now, we always tell the designers, we're not changing your identity. Not at all. But what we want to make sure is, from the creative side as well, that it is based on the forecasts What is the buyers looking for? Mm. So we will tweak it here and there. So that is one of the portions that come in. Following which, then we go into the fabric and the types of fabric and so on. Because I've come across some of the designers who actually even use the fabric which is actually meant for autumn, winter, but they use it in collections which is spring, summer. And then we go like, hello, are you creating spring, summer, or are you creating autumn, winter?
Right.
You know, because you're going to different markets for different purposes. So if you're going for spring, summer 2017, you need to be in line with what is in forecast for the global needs in the trade. What is going to be on the floor, sales floor next year? So those are the things that we will be teaching them. Apart from that, of course, is price points. How do we come up with the wholesale price and retail? There is a process to it. It's not just, oh, okay, I'm going to price this at 100 USD. It doesn't work. You need to do a lot of research into it. So there's a team that will be doing that as well, on the accounting part as well, dealing with the buyers, delivery times. So that is only partial. Now, the other program that we go through is the life skills. How do you speak to buyers? How do you negotiate? How do you say, okay, I can do this, but I can't do this, but in confidence? Now, I always tell people, when you walk through a door, it takes less than 8 seconds for someone to judge you. So if you are not confident on your product, how can somebody else be confident with your product?
Right.
You know, so those are the things that we will teach. It is a slowly but surely process, following which we will go into production. Because I always say made in Malaysia. Right. So why are we going to other parts of the world to do production or manufacturing or even to source for fabric? We have fabric makers here. We have the cottage industry here. Why can't we get the designers to work with the cottage industry, which is one of the plans that we discussed last week, is to get the cottage industry, work together with the designers, create designs that is for the international market, for the trade. So these are things that F-Square will be doing in the program as well, apart from the legal part of it, teaching them how to come up with, you know, contracts for buyers and so on. Those are the things. Of course, in detail means you better join the program lah.
How can people find out more about the program?
We will be posting it up on our website very, very soon, because we will be launching F-Square, Fashion Farm, and as well as FDI and so on by end of July. Mm. So I would say the details will be there at that time.
Okay. Why are you so passionate about fashion?
It's actually not only fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the creative side. Because I would say, because when I first started my career at the age of 18, 19, it was also an industry where they said, oh, especially female cannot, you know, etc. I was a disc jockey myself, you know. And it was quite a difficult journey. But what I learned was, if you're passionate about it and you have the right people, I had very good teachers. I had a very good Sifu as well. So, and yeah, he does come on to BFM as well. That was my Sifu. And I remember what he told me. And he said, you know, if you're passionate about something, you really want it, you got to make sure you learn and put that passion into words. That was when I was a disc jockey, yeah? But as I grew into older and more experienced, I realized our creative industry is, in a way, very young. I wouldn't say young in the sense of age, but young in the sense of competing with the world market. That is what. And from my experience and my wherever I've traveled, I've realized that just putting a right team together, we have people who are doing it in pockets, yeah? But if you have a great team behind you, you will succeed. It's just like, I said this previously, just like Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or whatever, they have a team. I mean, maybe Donald Trump doesn't listen, but anyway, but you have a team, from stylists to business managers to communication directors and so on. They have a team. Or even if you are a pop star, you have a team. You don't think J-Lo goes up on stage and just looks good because she doesn't have a team. She does have a team, from makeup artists. And that's where F-Square comes in as well. It's not only about fashion. It's head to toe. Mm-hmm. From hair to accessories to makeup to shoes to everything.
And now going to the global market,
yeah,
with FDI. So tell us about the collaboration with F-Square. How did this partnership come about? And tell us about the upcoming trade fashion shows.
Okay, basically, as I mentioned before, it's a support program. Okay, we're supporting F-Square. And because, like Doreen mentioned, it's a thriving market. We have, we have tons of creative people here. So what we're doing is we're bridging the designers to the particular market. So we're starting off with emerging markets. I mean, the first market we're going into is the New Zealand Fashion Week at the end of August. So what we're going to do is take our designers and take them into this market. Okay. Actually, what we're doing is also testing the waters to see how we're going to work. And I think with the right connections, because we're also working with business associates there and partners and various people who are, you know, very keen to get our designers over there as well. So I'm hoping and, you know, fingers crossed, we will get something happening.
So Fires will be heading there to New Zealand?
Of course. Definitely, most definitely. Yeah. He is our menswear designer and they are so excited to have him there. Because there are not many menswear designers there. Mm. And thereafter, we're going to Sydney with him. And early 2017, we'll be in Dubai.
Wow. So do you think you're ready now?
Yeah, I mean, we've been to Paris twice, right? Mm. The last time we've been to Taiwan, Korea. We had orders, a bulk order from Miami. And we had it in the first year. Mm. I mean, we have what it takes, but you know, it's just the execution needs to be there perfectly, because
tighter,
you know.
Tighter, right?
I remember the Miami one. Yeah. It was his first year. He had 10 days, as he said earlier, 10 days to prepare his collection
for the show. Yeah,
yes, for the show. Mm. He came on, and he also won an award during that year.
Won 2 awards.
And best designer, it was best showcase, decided by Asian Association Fashion Hits. Not just Malaysian saying, oh, Fires is good. It was an award that was given out by Association of All the Asian Fashion Hits. Mm-hmm. Okay, and they chose him as one of the award winners. And following which, I would say quite instantaneously, he got an order from Miami. And it's a huge order. But, this is where the but comes in, is because execution, it was, you know, the production houses and manufacturing and etc. And to make a collection of that level, you need money.
Funding.
So funding comes into question as well.
Yes.
So he could not, you know, continue. Because if you can't say you can't say yes to a buyer and then after that and go, I'm sorry, I can't, you know,
we can't
fulfill the deliverer and a lot of, then you are like cut off. They will blacklist you and say, oh, because he couldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. So I understand where he's coming from, because he had those things coming for him, the buyers coming for him and et cetera. But unfortunately, this was not in place at that time.
It goes back. Does it tarnish the reputation for Malaysian designers?
In a way, yes.
Mm. It does. Because I think that is one of the reasons why they don't come to Malaysia anymore, right? Yeah.
Okay. And then you mentioned earlier there's a fashion farm.
Yes, Fashion Farm will be coming soon, because what we are trying to do is, you know, it's easy to just say, okay, I'm going to set up a manufacturing plant and la-da-da-da. But what we're looking for now is people from the cottage industries, even the aunties, you know, the makciks and so on, whether they can do smoking or, you know, simple sewing, but we can bring in people to train them for mass production, but with the quality. So it'll take some time, but it is in the process of choosing these people to come in. Whether they're seamstresses or draftsperson and etc., we need the right people. Then this fashion farm will be in place. And we hope to grow it bigger and bigger as we grow our team of designers as well. Yeah. So that they can actually sit there and go through the QC as well. Because right now they go overseas, right, Fires?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of time wasted as well, you know. If it's right here at your doorstep or, you know, just around the corner, all you have to do is just make sure you go there every day and make sure that the quality is what is expected in overseas markets.
Mm. Yeah, it's centralized.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's difficult for me, you know, to do. I have a team of 8 in my own company, and it's still, you know, I still run here and there, and you often have time to, you know, do your sketch, you know, get inspirations, travel for a bit. No, it's impossible. Yeah,
I agree.
Okay, so now you're market ready, I'm assuming. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Almost.
110%.
There, almost there.
110%.
Now, lastly, before we go, just some practical advice to all designers. What is the most important element in order to survive in this, you know, industry?
I live by one letter that is mentioned in 3 ways: look, listen, and learn. To me, that was a basis that my dad taught me a long time ago. And without that, you will never learn. So even if somebody comes and tells you, oh, I think you got colour schemes, it's just a general thing, eh? Your colour schemes are wrong for spring-summer 2017, are you going to say, okay, or are you going to say as a designer, no, I want this colour? You know, it's things like that. It's simple basis of learning what is there and then fulfilling that for the trade. If you're going to continuously say, nope, I am stubborn and I'm just going to do this, I'm sorry, I might be ruffling a few feathers here, but if you are, then it's not going to take you to the trade, because the trade has a forecast. When you go to New York, they have CFDA, they have Pantone, they have, you know, for color schemes as well. You have WGSN for forecasting and so on. Why are they there? If there must be a reason.
Yeah.
So it's about forecasting as well. Not just, okay, I want to do these beats or I want to do that color.
Shocks and eerie.
Shocks and eerie, exactly.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, what we're doing is we're shifting you from a B2C to a B2B market. So a B2B market, it's not about what you like. It's about what the market...
What the demand
of the market it wants you to do. So it's really important that you create for the market and not for yourself. You know, so that's what you're trying to do. Basically do with the designers, you know, trying to shift that, you know, little mindset of theirs.
Okay.
Keeping their identity at all times. Just tweaking it to what is forecasted.
I'm all ears.
I was just smiling right there. All right, so do stay tuned on their website to find out more information about the upcoming initiative. So we've been speaking to Doreen Raj, founder of F Square, Vanita Krishnasamy, founder of Fashion Diplomacy International, and Fairuz Ramdan from Fairuz Ramdan. And you've been listening to Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.